If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I'm the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Well, today I'm thrilled because we are talking about my favorite topic, and that is new, novel, and cutting-edge ingredients in the supplement space. And I'm joined in the studio with the Vice President, Scientific Affairs and Product Innovation Expert, Raza Bashir. Raza, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, Lucas. Happy to be here. Appreciate you having me.
Awesome. So maybe Raza, let my audience know a little bit about yourself. I mean, we have a lot of things in common. We're both very passionate about supplements. You know, let my audience know a little bit about yourself and your journey.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I've been in the industry, you know, formally for about 16 years now. I got my start really, I had a, you know, strong desire for the physical from, you know, from a really young age. From there, kind of piqued my interest into supplements, but in particular, like ingredients and just understanding, all right, how could I get, you know, so, you know, more strength, more muscle, you know, optimal recovery. And specifically at the time, this is going on, I mean, going way, you know, way back, was understanding, okay, how do I optimize even hormones, you know, talking about, you know, testosterone to cortisol ratio, et cetera, and all that. And that was before, you know, I realized I actually make a career out of it. And then from there, went in, studied, very specialized. So I focused specifically on human health and nutritional sciences. So I ended up, you know, going, do my undergrad, master's in that, very specific, loved it. While I was in university, I recall, you know, I absorbed it all because the fact you could apply it to your own personal life. But then I started having friends and family members asking me for tips, you know, how to, you know, get, either in better shape, recover faster, and then overall sort of talking about joint pain, et cetera, and all the other sort of different types of, you know, optimizing health essentially. And I just loved it. I loved it. And, you know, fast forward, to today, I got a great career. I started as a researcher. My passion has always been formulating. So just, you know, taking that knowledge, understanding the science, and then extrapolating it. And, you know, I got in the industry because, you know, I wanted to make an impact. I wanted to create products, you know, better products, you know, give access to better products, get them out there, and essentially, you know, help people, you know, live more active lives, you know, optimize their health and performance. And, You know, since then, I've just been keeping at it. I got a strong purpose, love it, just like yourself. And, you know, that's kind of why I'm here today. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be part of, you know, many great innovations and great launches. And I know we're going to talk about some today. So, yeah, it's a bit about my story.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I mean, yeah, a lot of what you do is very inspiring, and you know, would love to follow in your footsteps with innovation and development. And I'm curious to know, like, in your journey with like experimenting and understanding the body and biology and researching, were there any particular like supplements that like had a profound impact on your own health and performance, like early on? Like, was there one that just like blew you away, sort of thing?
That's a great question. I think, after all this, it's hard to narrow it down. Just, you know, experimenting. Like when I think of this, like I think of, okay, how do you, you know, increase, protect muscle? That's sort of like the one state that's absolutely critical. Then I think of sort of cardio, respiratory health, and, you know, blood flow and angiogenesis and that element of it, the blood flow components. And then there's the brain health angle. And I think, you know, they're all such different. And within that, you know, I've got probably ingredients that I've consistently kept in there, and then other ones that I've kind of cycled in just to try. You know, earlier on, like if I go back to when I first started, like even before I even, you know, got kind of educated in this space, I was literally looking at, okay, well, I just want to, you know, I want to basically kind of make the most of my genetics, right? Unlock my genetic potential at the time. I want to do it, you know, in a healthy and natural way. So I was, you know, I was studying, you know, just natural testosterone boosters, like way, and I'm talking about before I probably even needed them, but I was just literally trying to optimize, you know, free test. And so I had, you know, experimented with a lot of ingredients then. And again, I'm talking about natural substances. You know, I started with like just doses of zinc to magnesium, then, you know, Tonkat Ali and adding a nettle, and, you know, even exploring tribulus, and then adaptogens. I think it was probably which kind of led me to the adaptogen path. And you can even see, like, you can kind of see like how when I kind of got into the industry and I started formulating a lot of our products, I started adding a lot of adaptogens. So we're talking about with Anya somnifera, you know, ashwagandha and rhodiola. Before, I think they became, now used, they're pretty widespread in sports nutrition. But, you know, back then we weren't seeing there. And the way I was thinking about it was essentially optimizing, you know, hormones, you know, testosterone to cortisol ratio, things of that nature, you know, thinking about, and not just testosterone, I mean, thinking about prolactin, you know, estrogen, and overall, you know, how those supplements could kind of amplify, you know, overall recovery and sort of that anabolic state. So I think earlier on, I kind of started there. And then of course, your priorities changed a little bit. And then I started thinking about, well, not just physique, but, you know, how do you, and this is, you know, part of the stuff I love about your content as well. It's like, how do you always kind of bring the best version of yourself? You know, whether it's more muscle, more libido, but ultimately just, you know, both physical and that mental elevation. And I did a lot of work on stimulants and combining various stimulants, which, you know, at the time it was trying to make the most of caffeine. All right. Caffeine has all these benefits. You know, you got to take, you know, very high doses though, right? We're talking about like the 400 plus milligram doses to get some of those really kind of sort of ergogenic benefits. But I was someone who never really liked the effect, you know, of how you feel and sort of the reverse fence. So then that led to me theanine. You know, I filed a patent, this is going back to 2010, looking at ratios of theanine and caffeine and you name it. I tried almost every ingredient in combination with caffeine so you could leverage the benefits of caffeine but not feel all those drawbacks. And, you know, now some greater solutions, you know, we brought paraxanthine and a few other great things to market since then. Yeah, it's really hard to narrow it down, but you can see I can kind of go in various, you know, various areas.
Sure. Nah, awesome. Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely, I'm looking forward to that paraxanthine discussion. We'll keep that for the next next podcast. It's going to be incredible.
Absolutely.
One. But it's definitely true that today, I mean, there is a huge demand and desire for natural supplements that can either help with preventing muscle wastage or have some degree of anabolic properties. So, did you want to maybe talk about what we're here to talk about today, which is dileucine? I mean, this is an ingredient that I've hinted and mentioned to my audience, and they've all been waiting to learn more about dileucine. So maybe do you want to sort of talk about this idea? Like, where did it come from? I mean, let's look at leucine research. Yeah, sort of elaborate on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, again, I'll kind of start where, you know, we've been super focused, and I've spent most of my career with my team looking at the science, understanding, you know, how we can enhance muscle strength, enhance muscle recovery, prevent muscle breakdown. But ultimately, what we were talking about is helping people live, you know, more active lives, recover faster, you know, whatever type of training they're doing, you know, how do you make the most of it? And muscle, you know, as you mentioned, is just absolutely critical, right? Beyond physique, right? I mean, who doesn't want more strength and more muscle? You know, ultimately you feel better, but it's just such an important quality measure, right? Of how you feel. And historically, and, you know, I think about even all the days, you know, reading all the bodybuilding magazines and things of that nature when they had all these six page ads talking about amino acids, protein, and leucine. And they were absolutely, you know, onto something. I mean, we talk about amino acids as the building blocks of muscle. And then within that, you got your branched chain amino acids, and specifically leucine being the anabolic trigger that people have been talking about, that of course you need your essential amino acids, but if you removed leucine, you wouldn't really have that effect, right? And so we knew it was important. We know, and I think the science has evolved a lot since then. And, you know, where we are today, which is this whole understanding of peptides now, which is taking it a step further. And that's where we've been really focused. So, of course, you know, amino acid supplements are available, including essential amino acids, you know, this branched chain amino acids, you know, the various different protein sources. But, you know, today what I'm super excited to discuss is really, you know, dileucine, this peptide, you know, known as, it's the trademark name is DL185. And we're coming out with a product known as Peptide 185. The history there, so the key to understand, okay, why 185? Well, it goes back to why peptides are important. And we have these specific transporters in the gut that, you know, focus in on actual dipeptides versus free-form amino acids. So, I mean, of course, there's a lot of benefits to amino acids. But what happens is when you take a lot of them at the same time, they're all competing. Right, for the same receptors. So how can you really change that? Well, what we're seeing is, you know, peptides absorb 180, you know, they can actually absorb intact 185% faster, hence the name, DL185, 185% faster and intact. So essentially we're talking about being more efficiently absorbed. So we know that leucine is the anabolic trigger, but dileucine, two leucine molecules bonded together in a specific peptide. So you can't just take more leucine. I mean, you can, but then we can go down probably another whole rabbit hole of insulin resistance and a whole bunch of other things that some of the data is showing now, but it's just not that simple because we're talking about faster absorption, you know, more efficient absorption versus, you know, just taking a free form amino acid. And, you know, dileucine is also found in nature. So it's not like we're creating something that didn't exist. It's just in really low quantity. So if you look, it's somewhere between, depending on if it's WPC versus like a WPI, whey protein concentrate versus an isolate, but let's call it between 1.5% to 3%. So quite low. So you're talking about, you got to take north of 100 grams of whey protein to get the research dose of dileucine, peptide 185, which is 2 grams. So 2 grams is this key research. So maybe from there, I don't know if you have any questions, but I can just jump into kind of the clinicals.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to you mentioned there, Raza, about dileucine being found in nature. Did you want to sort of elaborate? Like, I mean, you mean like in meat, like actual meat or plant-based sources? Yeah.
So we're seeing it can be found it can be found in plant-based sources, dairy sources. In the first studies, there's three clinical studies now. In the first study, they've actually got a nice chart where they actually show like the various sources. And again, it's extremely low. So I wouldn't recommend necessarily eating those sources and saying, hey, I'm getting enough dileucine, because ultimately, you know, it'd be off the charts how much you'd have to consume. But yeah, you can kind of found it in both in muscle and dairy protein, as well as in plant protein like pea, rice.
Exactly. And was there the initial research on dileucine? I mean, like, what was the main, like area they're looking at it from? Like, what angle were they looking at it from? Was it from the anabolic angle, or was it from other
you know, perspective.
Yeah, you know, my understanding, I mean, if we look at the human clinical research, I mean, it was really the anabolic, you know, specifically looking at muscle protein synthesis. So, I mean, they were fasted subjects. They were taking it and they were measuring muscle protein synthesis over 3 hours. And it was, I mean, it was impressive. So we're not just talking about modest benefits. I mean, it was 159% greater muscle protein synthesis from baseline. And versus leucine, it was 60%. So you're seeing, you know, dramatic gains over leucine and pretty substantial, of course, over baseline.
Wow, incredible. And in terms of the, I mean, let's go back to the, you're saying that it's a faster absorbed, better utilized by the body.
Yeah.
I mean, let's look at, you know, let's look at that pathway you mentioned there. I mean, you've sort of alluded to the fact that it's quicker and more readily absorbed. Is that specifically because it's, you know, working on that specific transporter? How is that working there?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, it has a specific transporter within the gut. So we're seeing the dileucine staying intact, being absorbed from there, you know, similar to leucine, you'd be activating, you know, mTORC1, which, you know, downstream increases protein synthesis. But the key thing is that absorption intact, faster, and we've seen this with various ingredients. I mean, you know, if you think about exercise, right, and trying to maximize protein synthesis from every session, it's all about, you know, within that 24 hours when you exercise, and there's you know, various stimulus that can increase mTOR and overall protein synthesis, but the more you can maximize that window, you know, from the start, which means if you can peak it faster, elevate it greater in the blood, you know, you ultimately will get better results. So it's that consistency over time and that buildup.
Epic. And in terms of the actual formulation, I guess like at the moment you're saying that it's a 2 gram per serve. Are these the typical dosage ranges that you've looked at in the clinical studies, or like what else has been explored there?
Yeah. So right now what we're seeing is, and here's a little snapshot. So we got them in capsules. I got a few of them. It's 3 capsules. It is 2 grams. That's what we've been able to see from the research. You know, as I mentioned, there's 3 studies now. The first was looking at muscle protein synthesis. And then again, we then went to a human clinical and of course the group that, you know, we partnered with, this is, you know, Ingenious Ingredients. So they're, you know, really, really world-renowned scientists on that team, phenomenal group, you know, good friends and people that I've known in the industry for a long time. So just really dedicated to science and research. But the, you know, what they found was the threshold that you need. And this takes me back to also even this conversation about, you know, you need X amount of protein. I mean, we talk about how much protein you need, you know, that sort of 30, you know, there's various numbers, but when I, you know, majority of people who are very active or training, and a lot of people in the industry realize, you know, the recommendations are quite low, and you know, somewhere closer to, you know, 1 gram, you know, per pound of body weight, or on the higher end, 2.2 grams per kilo. But it's not always that easy to get that amount of protein. I mean, I try, and I realize some days if I don't, you know, bookend my days and take, you know, protein usually in the morning, which I'm pretty good about, and not necessarily in the evening, whether it's a protein shake or an EAA, that it can definitely be hard to get the right amount of EAAs in it. And that's what I kind of love about this. So we're talking about something that is a more effective trigger. And because it's a peptide specifically, because it absorbs faster, it increases that. And you don't have to take such large amounts of, let's say, all the other, like, really high doses of the BCAAs, which, you know, we kind of alluded that, you know, there is some negative literature when you get to the higher doses of it. And, you know, if we think about protein synthesis, right, like you want to increase mTOR, but increase protein synthesis, but within the muscle, right?
Exactly.
And that's why we worry about insulin and calories. So I love, you know, one of the things just being in the industry a long time is you have people, you know, always ask, well, can I just take, you know, more of this rather than, you know, this more new? And I you know, my answer to that is, well, you got to have a great routine and you want to be really smart about, you know, the choices you make, you know, about the ingredients you're using. And we got something completely breakthrough that is low dose that I think has huge, huge impacts, you know, not just till sports performance, but even, you know, from an anti-catabolic state, you know, as we age, when you actually need more leucine and protein, but you have a hard time getting it in. So how do you, you know, turn on and amplify that effect?
Well, there's a, I mean, I've actually spoken about the potential dangers and drawbacks associated with just constantly sipping on BCAAs. And I'm sure you know what I'm referring to with the insulin resistance and it actually promoting hyperphagia, which is overeating, you know, not make you like constantly hungry. But yeah, do you want to sort of elaborate on that? Like, you know, people sipping on BCAAs, like this is not going to really be that beneficial for most individuals.
Yeah. So I, you know, there's been, you know, if I think about over the years and all this literature that I've kind of reviewed and then even just thinking about what you just mentioned, even like some of the anecdotal effects from what you hear from people is, you know, the classic sort of, you know, especially for those in bodybuilding or really focused on their physique was, hey, you know, let's turn on sort of mTOR and protein synthesis throughout the day consistently, you know, whether it was like every 3 hours. And listen, there's some merit to that, to turning on the signal, because after you digest, you know, we know there is, you know, there's going to be a period where that signal starts to dip. However, if you're consistently, you know, activating that, let's say branch chain amino acids, you know, there's some new literature that we are talking about. Well, if you overstimulate it or you overeat in the sort of overfeeding states, you're going to increase overall protein synthesis, but also insulin and potentially insulin resistance, which, you know, as we know, can be counterproductive for various reasons, right? Not just your physique, but your overall health. So I think, you know, the more you can bring solutions where you can maximize your effect from, let's say, lower doses, but still turn on that signal and not have to take, you know, such large doses of those other BCAAs, I think that's, you know, a huge benefit. And there's not to say that you still need to get, you know, your other EAAs. And of course, you know, most of us are consuming, you know, throughout the day, whether it's various mixed protein sources. So, you know, unless you're in a fasted state, you know, that'd be a little bit different. But yeah, I think there's just, you know, this is something that we're pretty pumped about because it is, you know, it is pretty breakthrough, and we're not just seeing an impact on protein synthesis, but, you know, what are the real world results when we actually talk about, okay, well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So there was a more recent study looking at strength and looking at, you know, how subjects were performing when they were training. This is a long study. This is 10 weeks. So it was, you know, 10 week study looking at measures in bench press, leg press. And overall, what they are finding was, you know, really substantial increases in strength, total strength from baseline, as well as overall versus leucine as well. So again, huge, you know, really substantial numbers. I think, you know, if you look at the different, depending on the exercise, it was close 2 to 3x.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Increases in strength, you know, anywhere, you know, greater, I think lifting upwards of somewhere between 80 to 100 pounds additional, and getting significantly more reps. So just think about that over time, right? If you're adding that much more weight consistently, getting that much more reps, it's showing results that are really effective, right? And really important. And those strength gains eventually lead to muscle gains.
And this is what I like the most about, you know, I mean, I'm interested in compounds that people can use safely, without it suppressing hormones. Like, I mean, there's many, you know, different SARMs on the market, oral anabolics that are like very dangerous, but their effect size is massive. Like they're obviously going to induce huge muscle growth and fat loss and whatever. But you know, one thing I like about, you know, dilucine is, you know, safety profile, like being a, for natural lifters, like they want to look at, like they're happy to try creatine, they're happy to try citrulline, they're happy to try, this could be another thing that they can add to their arsenal, you know, as a natural stack to support anabolism.
Absolutely. I think, you know, really, if I think of the three anabolic sort of type of supplements that, you know, anybody can have access to, great body of research, you know, really there's no risk assessing it. And, you know, and naturally when people hear the word peptides, you know, there's going to be those that get excited and intrigued, and those are going to be like, well, is that safe? And of course, you know, we're recommending something that is, you know, absolutely safe. It is going to be, you know, widely available soon. But, you know, I love the combination of creatine, you know, creatine monohydrate, specifically HMB free acid, as well as dilucine. And when I think about it, I think about the complementary mechanisms. And HMB free acid, you know, you hear a lot of feedback, but that form of HMB, specifically the free acid, reminds me sort of dilucine, but we're talking about that being because of the form that, because of it's the free acid, it absorbs much faster, it peaks in the blood versus the calcium salt. So we've seen a lot more efficacy, and now there's more than a dozen studies. But for me, I mean, we've been selling it for a long time. We've seen, you know, countless people get results from it, from overall recovery and preventing muscle breakdown and improving physique. But it's actually been a game changer, even just for me. You know, I got two young kids now, and you know, the way I think about this is like I need like strength for two and energy for two, and you know, that's why I'm really working hard to you know, hold on to as much muscle as possible. And I find, you know, the HMB free acid helps with the preventative type of component. Creatine, obviously phenomenal for, you know, muscle contractions, you know, the ATP replenishment, muscle strength, muscle growth, as well as the cell volumization. And then now adding this dipeptide of dilucine into the mix, we're going back to now the signal, the overall, you know, mTOR signal. So I think literally it's the trifecta in terms of, you know, muscle and performance. I think it's ideal, that stack.
Well, I mean, speaking of HMB, which just for the audience, we're talking about hydroxymethylbutyrate HMB, which is the leucine, not the dilucine metabolite. It's the leucine metabolite.
Exactly.
You know, if we're looking at like, if we were to create a hypothetical natural anabolic stack, I mean, straight away, we've got like creatine, dilucine, HMB, possibly, you know, throw in some citrulline, something like that. But I mean, we've got a pretty powerful natural anabolic stack that is safe, effective, you know, definitely a big winner.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think everybody should take it. I know, you know, obviously it's not easy to take three supplements, but I think, you know, what we're seeing on creatine now, you know, a lot of people, it's becoming more mainstream for good reason. The HMB free acid, I think is getting some more awareness as well. And I really think is as you age too, and the harder you train, and especially if you're in sort of a calorie deficit, absolutely critical. So it's, you know, like I give it to my parents, you know, for example. Like I think it's that's that awesome. Important.
Well, is that like more so for like preventing muscular dystrophy and atrophy sort of thing?
Well, I'm thinking exactly preventing muscle breakdown. You know, we think about just the importance of strength and muscle as you age, and it just consistent, like what I see is people just eating a lot less, right, as they age and they need protein. So in that situation, it works extremely effective.
Well, speaking of the protein, I mean, I don't know if you saw a few days ago, there was a recent study that came out about there's no upper limit for protein intake. Did you see the,
I don't think I saw that study, but at the same time, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I mean, I was sort of, alluding to the fact that there's that bro science myth around, you know, 30 to 40 grams being the maximum you can actually utilize, but it's actually not true. You can actually go way above that.
Oh yeah.
And the body will still utilize it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think that 30 to 50 is sort of like the minimum to even like just turn the machinery on, right? To some degree. And then beyond that, it's, you know, I think you start to see it ends up being even more anti-catabolic, you know, with the amount you take. But yeah, absolutely agree with you on that.
So the dilucine, I'm curious to know about like where are you guys looking to take this ingredient in terms of like market applications? Like what are the key market applications you're looking at?
Yeah, for sure. So again, like I think, you know, it's very, very limited that you see something like this, like a true breakthrough. I mean, I think for as long as I've been in the industry, and, you know, we brought, and again, super proud, we brought HMB free acid to the market, but other than that, there hasn't been much. And this is the next big thing. I really believe it. I believe, like, if we think about the mechanism and how it works, right? Like you're going at the fundamentals of putting on muscle strength and muscle growth. So, I mean, really, we want to get this out there, help people live more active lives. So whatever, you know, if you're, you know, your resistance training, your weight training, your dieting, you know, men and women, but people who are striving to get more active, like we believe this is sort of like the new hack, right? This is the new hack and should be the new, I would say the next, you know, amino, sort of like super amino in many ways. And I don't want to oversimplify it because really it's an amino peptide. Yeah. But like this to me is it, and we're going to try to get out there, get the word out. And that's why, I love being here talking to you about it. Cause I think those that have an appreciation for science have a appreciation, for performance and really sort of, you know, mastering and elevating their performance to the next level. Like they're going to be interested and help us spread the word. So, you know, that's what we want to kind of do. And then of course, I'll probably get some out to my parents and friends and family because I want to help people maintain as much muscle as possible.
That's awesome, man. I mean, in terms of the, even I'm just thinking about like in the future, maybe 2 to 5 years from now, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if we see a lot of different whey protein isolates and whey protein concentrates add in your ingredient as an additional booster to their protein powders, just to make their protein powders even more effective. Like is that something?
I think so too. And I think, you know what I was thinking? I was, again, when I was talking about trying to do my best to get all that protein in a day. And I was, you know, often like I'm mixing, I'm like, this is a really large scoop of protein. You know, if we could cut this down, I could even add it to more things. And, you know, I think one way that we could do that is when you start to have these sort of, peptide 185 dilucine enhanced formulations. And you know, we are thinking about that. So we have gone and done some research on a dilucine enhanced essential amino acid composition. So we've done that formula. I can share, you know, we did publish an abstract. So I can get a little bit into that. But, you know, ultimately what we did is we compared a BCA formulation with 3 grams of leucine versus EAAs enhanced with dilucine. So 2 grams of dilucine. There was 1 gram of leucine in there. So it was an EAA formulation, and we put them head to head in a training study. And then we measured, in this case, what we did is we did a different model. We looked at, we gave them a leucine tracer, and we were essentially measuring the amount of, we're looking at how much of basically the CO2 was burning in the breath. And then that just gave us an indication of just knowing that, you know, essentially the leucine retention would be what you'd expect to be in the muscle and whatever you excreted. Did those equations, it gave us, and it really is, you know, outside of muscle protein synthesis, it is really the gold standard in terms of measuring. So, you know, we use that as a function to measure, you know, overall protein synthesis, and we saw dramatic increases. I mean, literally we were talking over, like, it's in a sense huge, like 7.5x increases. Jeez. In protein synthesis. And wow. You know, I've been reviewing the science for a while, you know, obviously I love the science, but it's like, it is off the charts. We have not seen anything like this, and we have run research on EAAs and seen some. You know, I think you can see research usually, you know, somewhere between like 150 to 200%, you know, protein synthesis, you know, seems plausible. Never 7.5x, like
it is insane.
Really incredible. So right now, what do I think the best stack is? Absolutely. Like, we already know there's benefits of taking EAAs. You enhance that with dilucine, you know, the peptide 185, and you're taking it to really the next level. And I think it is the smartest way to get the best response to your workouts now.
Also worth mentioning to the audience, Razzo, is like in terms of the synthesis for peptide 185, I mean, really important to know. And just for those listening in, if you did want to actually purchase this MuscleTech, you know, peptide 185, I'll make sure to leave that linked in the podcast show notes. There will also be a discount code. If you did want to experiment or test it out for you on yourself or your lab rat, you can play around with that. But in terms of synthesis, I mean, just sort of elaborate why, you know, we can't just, in the future, hopefully no one else can make dileucine, right? Like you guys have the official trademark to, yeah.
So we have, so what it is we are the exclusive, you know, we're exclusively selling this. And it is a material that is patented and patent protected specifically. So yeah, I mean, you can't find it anywhere else. Again, we partnered with, you know, our friends at Ingenious Ingredients, you know, really great science-backed organization. We've been collaborating with them. This has literally been years in the making. So we're finally getting out there, but yeah, you right now you won't, I mean, the only place to buy it is from us, you know, and under our, you know, the MuscleTech brand. So yeah, like I'd love, you know, to hear feedback. This is literally the people getting it now will be the very first people to have ever tried this. And again, you know, it's not often that you have an ingredient that comes out and you've already got three clinicals, you know, looking at protein synthesis, seeing these real world strength gains, but of course, getting it out there and then hearing people's feedback, like there's nothing better than that. So like, I'm really eager to hear about that.
No, it's so cool. In terms of one other aspect here as well, like with natural ingredients, natural supplements, I mean, do you want to sort of outline just how much really is required to get a product into the hand, like into a clinical study? And like, we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, to get a product like that assessed.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, absolutely. I mean, we're talking about multiple clinical studies. You know, again, you know, some of these were done by Ingenious Ingredients and then we helped, you know, fund some as well at, you know, at the lab at the University of Toronto, but like that's hundreds of thousands of dollars and really years. If you talk about the time, right? Like you can have an idea, and then you have to see, you know, of course, you know, on the manufacturing side, supplier has to make sure it's practical, that it can be made, you know, it can be made cost effective, right? To the group, it's something that can be scaled. Then you got to look at the safety data and the regulatory data and understand, okay, well, what's happening in the body when you take this compound, and you know, how, you know, what type of doses can you take? And then what's the efficacious dose, right? Yeah. Where you're usually doing these, you know, there's various studies to understand that. So then once you get to that, and it doesn't even just start just at humans, right? Like it usually starts with the animal research for both efficacy and safety, dose response. Then you go ahead and manufacture it, and then you have to make sure you can test it and actually hit spec when it gets into a product. So again, you know, when something hasn't been done before, like you have to set that all up. So then from our end, we're reviewing all the technical documentation, and that's really what my team and I do here, right? Like we're scouring the literature for the, you know, the greatest innovations, you know, what has the strongest science, you know, what do we think is really going to have an effect, right? It's not just marketing hype. Of course our goal is to get out there and spread the word, but the science has got to be strong. So we're going to make sure whatever ends up in this finished product, like it absolutely has to hit the label claim. So we're going to be sending it, you know, we're sending it out for testing, make sure we hit the label claim. And then, you know, you got to have a stability protocol as well. So, you know, if you're trying to have a 2-year, 3-year shelf life, well, you got to make sure your product's going to hit that after it. So, you know, we're fortunate, you know, I got this lab here, we got multiple labs, and we do have a stability chamber as well. So, you know, there's various ways you can test it. And again, just having those resources. So, you know, you can test the in sort of ambient room temperature, and, you know, that's part of the process, and you need to do that. And then as well as there's an accelerated chamber where you can kind of put it in pretty high heat, high temperature, high humidity, and get sort of an accelerated measure of what would happen over time. So we do that as well. So yeah, there's a lot that goes into this, and, you know, and I think that's why, you know, although some of these really cutting edge things come at a premium, but just know that the work's been done. You know, the work, the science is there. The
absolutely. Oh, look, I think it's important that you've sort of outlined that to my audience, because we're all, a lot of us listening into this probably you know, supplement enthusiasts. They love learning about different ingredients, different dosages, new forms of ingredients, but I guess they don't really understand the level of detail that's required and the amount of effort and time and resources to actually bring a product to market. I mean, I was, you know, chatting with Sean Wells. You and I know Sean very well. No pun intended. But yeah, like Sean and I were working on a particular alkaloid, you know, probably about 6 months ago as like a natural stimulant. And, you know, we actually spent quite some time like diving into the literature, like, is it going to be feasible? Like, what's the safety data going to be like? And, you know, as I was getting involved really in the nuts and bolts around that particular process, I was really starting to learn like, wow, like this is a really sophisticated process. It's one thing to see an idea like, oh, this looks good, but then to actually bring it to market is like a huge achievement.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always, you know, it's always takes much longer and much more expensive than you expect, but it's well worth it. But to your point, like you can have these great ideas, and it takes people, you know, like Sean Wells, his team, Ralph Yeager, Martin, and Kylan and the team, like they're just phenomenal. So like that gives that additional credibility. So like you've got end to end. We're talking about folks that understand the importance of science at the ingredient level. And then you're talking about, you know, my team and our company here, you know, through Muscle Tech and Iovate, then really being dedicated to the overall, by the time the product is, you know, quality released and ready to ship, it's gone through every single check, you know, through the supply chain. Like we validated the science, we validated the raw material, we validated the product, and we tried it. I mean, I'm launching something that I really believe in. You know, our company's, you know, we've invested in this because we believe in it, and, you know, we think it's going to be, you know, has tons of applications. It's, like I said, it's fun, and we're thrilled to be doing this and doing something that goes right to our DNA. That's, you know, superior science, backed ingredients, but it definitely takes a little bit longer.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. I mean, what does the future look like in terms of dilucine? Like you guys, you sort of mentioned one particular clinical study, but do you have any other ones in particular that you're really excited to see more research on?
Like in terms of ingredients or specifically the dilucine?
Specifically dilucine. Yeah. Like what have you guys got planned?
Yeah, I think, so the first was, you know, we're now seeing the muscle protein synthesis. We've got that data. We've got the EAAs. I think from here, like probably want to see some more data, even just, you know, further looking at, you know, muscle growth in different groups. You know, depending on different training regimens, like I think there's more places we can take it. And then I know the team over there, you know, in some of our meetings where we're talking with them, we're even talking about, well, you know, even, you know, certain, you know, whether it's, you know, elderly and things like that. I think there's huge potential. But, you know, ultimately we're looking at additional performance metrics, including muscle building, right? The strength is there, the signaling is there. You'll probably see different combinations, right? Of, you know, what can, you know, we talked about a stack that, you know, that's definitely become part of my foundation, but, you know, where can we go with that? And, you know, we still got to firm it up, but we're absolutely, you know, thinking about, you know, where you can expand, whether it's with different ingredients, different sort of endpoints, performance endpoints. And then of course, you know, things related to sort of longevity in some ways in terms of preventing muscle breakdown.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now I'll be sure to, you know, be creating some further content in the future about some like hypothetical stacks for my audience to potentially experiment with. But I mean, this is a, you know, very exciting space to be operating in, and like hats off to you for pioneering so much. And, you know, I know how much work and effort goes into something like this, and, you know, to make it finally accessible to the wider audience, to the public is incredible. So just, an incredible journey. And look, we'll have to get you back on the podcast again for the paraxanthine. I know my audience has been, you know, busting and excited to learn more about that one. And that's, you know, going to be a cutting edge stimulant in 2024. It's so incredible what you're doing. Incredible stuff.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Lucas. I love the way that you're just as interested as I am and the team here. I know you're personally excited to it. So, you know, to try it and use it. So you, one, you got to share that feedback with me. I'm thrilled to be here again. You know, anytime I can get out there, spread the word. I mean, I'm talking about what I love, and the whole reason why I got into the space, and why I'm still doing this with Ivate and the team is, we want to get the greatest sort of muscle builders out there, and this is it. So, this is absolutely going to help people build strength, turn on that protein signaling. And I'm looking forward to kind of hearing, how people respond to it. And again, thanks for having me, and excited. Yeah, we'll talk Paraxanthine soon.
I can't wait, man. Thanks so much for coming on the show. We'll definitely be in touch.
You got it. Thanks again.
Take care, Reza.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.